Hello, everyone. My name is Mark, and I'm here to tell you about a rather unique holiday I took recently. I'd been working incredibly hard in the city and felt I desperately needed a getaway. I've always enjoyed nature, so I spent ages looking at brochures. I considered going to the mountains because the scenery is always spectacular, but ultimately it was the island's wildlife that made me book the ticket. I'd read that the birdwatching there was second to none.
The journey there involved a small plane, which was an adventure in itself. I flew into the island's tiny airstrip on a Tuesday morning. There were a few taxis waiting outside the terminal to take tourists to their resorts, but since I wanted to be active and really experience the landscape, I opted to hire a bicycle to get around. It was a sturdy mountain bike, perfect for the rough terrain.
My first goal was to commute from the airstrip to the nearest town to get some supplies, like water and snacks. Looking at the tourist map, it seemed like a very short ride, but the hills were deceptively steep, and it actually took me a good hour to get there.
For my accommodation, I definitely didn't want to stay in a large, noisy hotel. I'd originally hoped to pitch a tent and camp under the stars, but the campsite owner warned me the ground was too rocky and the wind was fierce, so I changed my plans and ended up staying in a beautiful old farmhouse for the week. The owners were incredibly welcoming, and the views from my window were absolutely stunning.
The following day, I was ready to explore. A lot of tourists head straight for the famous ruins of a castle on the east side of the island. I decided to skip that, though. Instead, I spent the whole morning exploring a massive cave on the north coast. It was beautifully illuminated inside, and walking through it felt like stepping into another world.
Now, you simply can't visit an island without trying the local dishes. The region is famous for its culinary delights. I thought their grilled fish would definitely be the highlight of my meals, but actually, a bowl of traditional seafood soup was the most delicious thing I ate during the entire trip. It was rich, spicy, and packed with fresh ingredients.
Cycling around the island was mostly smooth, though I did have a minor mechanical issue halfway through the week. I was riding along a coastal path when I heard a loud snap. It wasn't a flat tire, as you might naturally expect on those bumpy roads, but a broken chain that forced me to stop. I was miles from a mechanic and honestly thought I'd be walking back.
I stood by the side of the road for a while. A passing farmer offered me a lift in his truck, which was kind, but then a friendly fisherman stopped his van and managed to fix my bike using some basic tools he kept in the back. I was so relieved and grateful for his help.
Before leaving the island, I wanted to buy a keepsake to remember the trip by. I spent an afternoon browsing the local markets. I looked at some beautiful hand-painted pottery, but I was worried it would smash in my luggage. In the end, I decided to purchase a beautifully woven blanket as a reminder of my trip. It's got all the traditional colours of the island and looks great on my sofa at home.
Looking back, the holiday wasn't just about the physical exercise or the fresh air. More than anything, it gave me an incredible sense of freedom that I really needed to recharge my batteries. I'd highly recommend an active holiday like this to anyone.